Today is 6 months to the day when Sandy hit, leaving more damage than any storm in our region's history. We've been following a number of communities to see how they're recovering from the storm. It's a mixed picture. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian went back to the small, working-class community of Union Beach, New Jersey, just across the Raritan Bay from Staten Island. He says the town hasn't even finished demolishing homes and removing debris.
As head of the construction department, Bobby Berlew has been one of the busiest guys in Union Beach these past few months. Here's what a typical workday is like for him.
We're taking down 200 homes. This was the start of one. We'll be done here in about an hour. And we're going to do about 7 or 8 more before the day's out.
As he talks, a tractor picks away at what's left of a building across the street, gradually reducing it to a pile of rubble. While just the most badly damaged structures are being totally demolished, about 80% of all the borough's dwellings sustained at least some damage when storm surges enveloped the community last October. Watching buildings come down day after day, Berlew has grown dispassionate. He says there's no choice and that it has to be done. Still, he can't help but feel a bit pessimistic as he sees the town slowly fade away.
You know, people thought they had enough insurance and insurance companies paying off enough for them to rebuild. So a lot of people are just not here. 2,600 people are still not in town. Our schools are still closed down. We lost some of our firehouses. We lost 11 police cars. So, you know, we're not doing very good right now.
In addition to the problem of residents not getting enough insurance money to cover their losses, many families in Union Beach have owned their homes for generations. Living on fixed incomes with their mortgages paid off long ago, some opted to forego insurance altogether. On top of that, new flood insurance laws mean that residents will either have to pay much higher premiums in the years to come, or they'll have to comply with the new FEMA flood maps. The maps require raising buildings several feet off the ground and could add tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the cost of construction. The combination of all these added expenses could make Union Beach a much more expensive place to live and price many of its blue-collar residents out of the market, says Tony Cheplis. His home was demolished back in December.
All the taxes are going to go up. People are walking away from their houses. What's going to happen? I'm rebuilding, but I don't see any recovery.
Now, to be fair, there have been small signs of progress around town. Jacobob's Bay, a popular restaurant that was destroyed in the storm, recently reopened in a new location, which many locals viewed as a symbolic sign of life starting to return to normal. The borough recently broke ground on a new public playground for the kids, and the stream of donations and volunteers continues to arrive on a daily basis. But everyone in Union Beach seems to agree that if a full recovery is to take place, it will likely require a lot of patience. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.